On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
A Tunbridge Wells man who stabbed a neighbour to death following a row over noise has been jailed for life. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
Victim Gordon Farnes was attacked after knocking on the ceiling of his flat after hearing a banging sound coming from the property above last July. A court was told in the days beforehand the 43-year-old had made other complaints about noise and spent time away from his home. Shortly before he collapsed and died, he managed to phone his mum and told her he just attacked me. Gordon Locke, who's 28 and had lived in Sherwood Road for about a year, tried to claim self-defence. He's been told he'll spend a minimum of 22 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
Former Scottish First Minister Alex Salmond is being held by police. We haven't been told what his arrest relates to, but Sky Scotland correspondent James Matthews has been reading a statement from Police Scotland.
We can confirm a 64-year-old man has been arrested and charged. Proceedings are now live under the Contempt of Court Act. My understanding is that Mr. Salmond was arrested and charged last night, but that court appearance is due to take place this afternoon.
A man in his 20s has died after being hit by a car while crossing the A2 near Canterbury. He was taken to hospital after it happened on the coastbound carriageway near Dunkirk just before midnight, but later died from his injuries. The road was closed for more than 6 hours. Police want to hear from another man who crossed the road with him. A British fugitive convicted over the death of a woman in a speedboat crash says he might contest his extradition. Jack Shepherd's handed himself into police in Georgia after 6 months on the run and is expected in court tomorrow. He was sentenced to 6 years in jail in his absence over the death of Charlotte Brown on their first date in London in December 2015. Speaking to Georgian TV station Rastavi 2, Shepherd defended his actions on the night.
I was clinging to the boat, you know, nearly drowning myself, and I said, this is in the police report, I said, leave me in the water and help her, please. And that was the first thing I said.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Chatham woman says she's prepared to exhume her mum's body to find out for certain if she was buried in the right clothes and with two pieces of jewellery. Alison Wright has already taken the Walderslade branch of Cooperative Funeral Care to a tribunal where it emerged her wishes to have her mother embalmed hadn't been met. The 52-year-old says she's concerned other mistakes were made and wants answers.
This is a funeral we're talking about, not a party we arranged. You know, it's quite unbelievable. I still can't believe that they've done it and that I'm actually still having to talk about it.
The funeral company has apologised and say they're happy to meet with Mrs. Wright to discuss her concerns. We're being urged to help protect our children from illness after it was revealed less than half of youngsters in Kent were vaccinated ahead of the flu season this winter. Latest figures from Public Health England show more than 64,000 4 to 10-year-olds in the county missed out on getting the nasal spray before the end of November. A Kent mum who says she's tortured by hearing the sound of her own heart beating and eyeballs moving is trying to raise more than £5,000 for surgery in America. Pam Roberts from Maidstone has already had an operation in the UK to try and fix a hole between her inner ear and brain, but it was unsuccessful. She's now hoping to go to the US to get it done by a leading expert.
The place that I'm going to is Louisiana for the tests. It's like really thorough. He's done more surgeries worldwide than anybody else, and I'm pretty confident that he can fix this.
An online fundraising page has so far reached £1,600. And Sam Smith says he's so excited to be playing the Brit Awards next month. He'll perform his track Promises with Calvin Harris. Dua Lipa and Rag & Bone Man are also on the bill for the 20th of February.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Tennis and Rafael Nadal is through to the final of the Australian Open. The 17-time Grand Slam champion beat Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-2, 6-4, 6-love in their semi-final in Melbourne. He'll meet whoever wins tomorrow's clash between Novak Djokovic and Luca Pui. Earlier, the women's final lineup was decided. Naomi Osaka will play Petra Kvitova. And in football, John Still has been named the new manager of Maidstone United, 30 years after he led them to the Football League. The 68-year-old's come out of retirement in a bid to save the Stones from National League relegation. He signed an 18-month contract and takes over from Harry Wheeler, who was only in charge for 4 months. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.